Mic check. It's Soundspace Sessions, showcasing artists' journey and their music.
The song is called German Cars. Matt Nathanson, welcome to Soundspace Sessions.
I met you at a party. You were looking for your car keys. Rich kids and Bob Marley. Yeah, they're never any fun. So we drove out to the ocean just to finally feel some motion. Waves sounded like explosions, and we counted everyone. Kissed like the Queen of California.
Wind Down Media Soundspace Sessions here on The Vine. Special thanks to our friends at Aiko's and Napa Noodle and Be Bubbly. Thanks for being here.
Woo!
I'm KVYN Music Director Nate Campbell. This is Matt Nathanson joining us. He's in town to play the Uptown Theater. It was German Cars, and his new album is called Boston Accent. You can buy it wherever you get your music. You can follow Matt on social media at Matt Nathanson. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And who else do we have here? Aaron and Adam. Welcome, guys.
My middle name is Adam, so that's why we hired Adam, and then he happened to be really great. It was like a huge upside to that. You know, we put just a thing on Craigslist, you know, anybody named Adam, you know, and then he showed up and we were like, oh my God, you play? And he's like, I play a lot of things. And then we started playing Uno. He's really good at that. He's a master Uno player. And then he's great at piano and drums and bass. But Uno really is the focus. And he can sing. And then he brought Uno Flip into our lives, which is a totally, just changes the game. It really does flip the game. Changes it from being it should be called Duo, really, because it's just that good, from Uno to Duo. So anyway, and then Aaron, I've always just wanted to know somebody named Aaron, and I was working at a Italian restaurant in Lexington, Massachusetts, where I grew up, And Aaron grew up in Lexington, and he was working the ovens, and I was like, is your name Aaron? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, here's my chance. So I've sort of worked my way over the course of time, and now he needs me.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So Matt, tell us about your history with the wine country, Napa, playing up here.
I love it here. And I live in San Francisco, so this is, we're often here. I mean, I've been in San Francisco since 96. And so this is like one of those places you go to sort of get away from San Francisco's kind of a town, really. It doesn't get too crazy. But when you come up here, you're like, maybe I should just move here. Like, yes. put a yurt in a field, you know what I mean? And just bathe in sun shower. Do you know what I mean? Just like a
Absolutely.
Heated, yeah. So just like hang something off the side of my yurt that gets warm, and then I just shower a couple times a week and come into town and forage for grapes and then go back. And so anyway, I love it here. Yeah.
German Cars, the new album, Boston Accent. It's about you heading out here from New England, 18 years old.
Oh,
you were dying to get out of New England?
Yeah, because look at what we've got.
Look at what we have here, absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I was like, I had to get out of New England just because growing up there, I didn't really think I had my people. And so I wanted to go find my people. So I drove cross country with my buddy Jeff and found some of my people.
And those people were people from the Northeast.
Well, that's the irony. Is that other than my wife and a few other sort of like a handful of other people, most of the people that I'm deeply connected to all were back home. And I realized that we spend all our time running from who we are, even if we think we're not, right? I thought I was in pursuit of me. And then realizing that, you know, that your roots... I never wanted to be identified with Massachusetts, Boston, you know, because that's like a thing. And then as I drive a car in other states, I realize Boston is in me, like a plague. And then I was, you know, but then I go back and I realize, you know, I would hear people with Boston accents, even just the slightest bit of a Boston accent, and I immediately feel like they're my best friends in the world. They could be serial killers, you know what I mean? Like, it could be somebody literally coming up to me while I'm chained in their basement. They could be wearing someone's skin, and they go, how you doing, guy? And I'd be like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? So that's what's so insane about growing up in Massachusetts is it's like a genetic thing. And so I realized that Boston is sort of a magical place that I came from and that you can't get away from it as much as you think you can.
Listen up. It's Soundspace Sessions, bringing you music discovery.
You're so delicious.
Over his almost 30-year career, Matt Nathanson has evolved into one of the most applauded songwriters and engaging performers on the music scene today. His sixth studio album, Some Mad Hope, yielded his breakthrough multi-platinum hit, Come On Get Higher. Throughout his career, Nathanson has been known to cover songs and artists that inspire him. His Def Leppard-approved cover album of their iconic Pyromania shot to number one on the iTunes Alternative Chart. Nathanson has performed on The Howard Stern Show, Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Dancing with the Stars, Rachel Ray, and the CMA Awards, just to name a few.
Turn up the sound. Nate's back on Soundspace Sessions.
Matt Nathanson joining us. He's playing the Uptown Theater tonight. You got a second song from Boston Accent?
Yeah, let's do Soundtrack. One.
I heard the city sing the night that we met, hung in the air like the moon. We kissed in the Bowery, ditched all your friends to watch the sunrise from your room. Music saved my life, it lit me like flagons in the night, turned all my nightmares into dreams. It was everything, and now it's just the soundtrack to weekends, days in your bed while we sleep in. I watch you dress to the sound of a symphony playing for two. Music used to be everything. everything to me, and now it's just the soundtrack to you. Drunk at Pagoda, waited half the night to sing Tiny Dancer at dawn. There wasn't one person who got the words right, but the whole room sang along. Weekends, days in your bed while we sleep in, and I watch you dress to the sound of a symphony playing for two. Music used to be everything to me, and now it's just the soundtrack to you. And I walking through Chinatown, talking about places that we'll never see. A Train to Rockaway, pizza on paper plates, watching the waves on the beach. Like flare guns in the night, turned all my nightmares into dreams. It was everything. Weekends, days in your bed while we sleep in, and I watch you dress to the sound of a symphony playing for two. Music used to be everything to me, and now it's just the soundtrack to you.
Very nice. Wind Down Media's Sound Space Sessions on the Vine. Special thanks to our sponsors, Aiko's and Napa Noodle and Bee Bubbly. I'm KBYN music director Nate Campbell. Matt, anything on that song?
That's about my wife. Yeah. But I have this, so the record is kind of, there's a song called Boston Accent that's about what we talked about, German Cars, which we played, which is about growing up and going to boarding school as a kid, but not being rich, but being with this sort of a certain swath of humans, mostly, not all. And the idea that kids drove, you know, nice cars and, you know, and I always felt a little bit like an outsider, but always hung with them and they were good people. And then Soundtrack is a song about, my powerful queen.
You're in town to play the Uptown Theater. How's the tour going?
It's good. We're good. Almost like
light at the end of the tunnel.
Distance to the end. It was like the sublime to the ridiculous. It was like as you know, COVID, we couldn't do anything. So coming out of COVID, doing a tour in 2022 is surprisingly much more difficult than it was in 2019. You know how, like, if your fridge breaks and you call the repair person and they're like, yeah, we can get that part for you. It's going to take about 6 months. So take that and think if, like, your bus blew up the second day of tour, say. Just say. And then every band in the world is on tour and there are no buses and no bus drivers. And you end up driving in a Sprinter and a box truck through the Midwest until the singer in a 80s goth band goes to rehab and your manager is smart enough to call their booking agent and be like, we want the bus. And so then we got a bus and that was nice. And we had a couple of people quit along the way because they lost their minds. That was fun too. And it's just been a wild ride. So I have to say, being here in my, essentially, if I may, my beautiful backyard, yeah, right? San Francisco's saucy, you know, northern backyard. Being here is like an absolute relief. And the tour has been, the shows have been amazing. The process.
Seattle and Portland were great.
Incredible. Yeah. Boise, Salt Lake, Denver, Dallas, Houston. There has not been, Aaron was saying, there hasn't been a bummer show, which has never happened in the history of touring. Like every show has had, there's been this sort of incredible, like symbiotic energy between, I call it the human collision. And I think people are just horny for that. Like, because they've been stuck for so long. And so it's this big celebratory every show. So even in the Midwest, where we had to leave all our production, we literally played these like 1,000-seat sold-out rooms with just two acoustic guitars and a piano, just like this. Like literally just showed up 10 minutes before doors because it was such a disaster. And then we'd play the show and it was like, oh yeah, this is worth it. Like, this is gonna work if we don't die trying, you know? And so it's great to be here, and it's great. I was home for a couple days, and my kid, I had to remind her that I'm her dad. Not because there's, not because there were many men, you know what I mean? Not that thing, but just because she didn't recognize me, because that was 2 whole months ago that I was home. So I'm like, Dada. And she's like, I'm 12, you don't have to talk to me like that.
Matt Nathanson, Boston Accent, the name of the new album, buy it wherever you get your music. And how many albums is this for you?
It's a lot. We've been doing, you and I have been doing this a long time.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Take that and triple it, probably.
All right. So we'll say 30.
Yeah. Long time. A lot of records. I feel like even in the time, you know, I've gone through so many formats even. I feel like if I was bummed I missed 8-tracks, but I definitely caught the tail end of cassettes, CDs, now streaming, MP3s, now streaming. And then pretty soon it's just going to be, I don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to be amazing. Like an alien being just shows up and touches your head. Like that, and just puts all the information in, and hopefully makes you, you know, I don't know, they could do a lot of things like that.
You recently played Howard Stern.
Yeah.
How was that?
I've done Stern a couple of times. I did it, this was like a summer session thing, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And it was Gary and Rasan, and we had a bunch of comedians in the room. And I always fancy myself kind of I can be funny. Yeah. You know, I always have this theory like, oh, well, people from Boston are funnier than real comedians. No. And and not to mention that in that room with Andy Richter and Ike Barinholtz and Fred Armisen, it was like, dude, it was nuts. Like even Fred kind of baited out a little bit because Andy, like during the pre thing, we were the musical guest, but also threw in jokes and stuff. And at one point, I said, well, what songs do you want to hear? And they said, well, you should just kind of play what you feel based on what we're talking about. And I was like, that's a terrible. So I said to Andy, I was like, dude, if I get stuck, will you just say something like just name a song in a, like, just be like, oh my God, this feels like a Stairway to Heaven. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Like, just say something that will lead me to play the song. Like, just make up Andy to be like, oh, you shook me all night long, huh, guys? And then all of a sudden we play it. And he totally didn't do that. He was totally like, I got your back. And then got out there. It was like the killing field. It was like just three comedians, like, just, it was watching tigers in a cage, like going for attention was meat. And I threw a couple, and they're incredible, right? Andy spends his whole life being funny next to Conan, next to somebody else who's really. So I just tried my best, threw a couple in, made them laugh a couple times, and then they just let a couple of them die.
Yeah.
Like I threw a couple good ones in, and I just watched them writhe on the floor and, you know, my jokes.
And you did The Waiting by Tom Petty?
And we did Tom Petty, which was fun, because Howard is big into, when we did his show in his studio in New York, we did Little Red Corvette.
Oh, nice.
As well as a couple of my songs, and it was just fun. They were like, well, if there's a cover you want to do, and we did German Cars, which was great. And it's always fun to do Petty because he's such a perfect.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was really fun. It was a really fun day. It was one of those days where you go home, even leaving the killing floor like I did. I went, that was so awesome. Like, it was like being in a room full of masters. And I consider myself musically like I can hold my own. But comedy-wise, I got taken to school.
Yeah.
And I got shoved in a locker. And I got my underwear jammed up my ass. And that's just how it worked. But they did it lovingly. Yeah.
Come On, Get Higher was a big hit for you.
Yeah.
How big?
Bigger than any other song, I think. It was a big one. My dad heard it at the gym. Which when your dad's, you know, like that's like a Jewish father sign of like seal of approval. I heard you at the gym. You're on when I'm on my rowing machine. And I think, you know, like if you want to go grind your nut butter or whatever at Whole Foods, I think it's playing there too. It's like that big. It made it into different parts of the world. If you want to buy, if you want to deal with the supply chain and go get wood at Home Depot and realize there's only 2 2x4s instead of the normal 150, you can do it to my song. I think it's just like it's a real thing. It's been pretty incredible.
Do you get tired of playing that song?
No. I don't, because it's a real, it came from a real place. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty easy to play too, which is nice. Not a lot of chord changes. The hand pretty much just stays in one spot. It's nice. And sometimes it's tough to remember what it felt like to be that person who wrote that song, because that's another, not only like a different chapter, it's like a whole nother book. So that part's a little weird, but you know, it's all good. Aaron holds me after when the assault is too much. Aaron and my namesake Adam, we have a big bed in the back of the bus and we just play Uno and then we just snuggle.
Would you play one more for us?
Yeah.
I miss the sound of your voice, and I miss the rush of your skin, and I miss the still of the silence as you breathe out and I breathe in. If I could walk on water and tell you what's next, I'd make you believe, make you forget. Come on, get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me in love. Come on, get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice, loudest thing in my head, baby. Ooh. And I ache to remember all the violent, sweet, perfect words that you said. If I could walk on water, if I could tell you what's next, I'd make you believe, I'd make you forget. So come on, get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me in love. Come on, get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me low. I miss the pull of your heart, I can taste the sparks on your tongue. I see angels and devils and God when you come. Come on, hold on, baby, just hold on, hold on, hold on, love. Sing sha la 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 la, sing sha la 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 la, ooh, 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 ooh. Come on, get high, loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me in love. Come on, get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me in love.
Come on, get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips. Pull me down hard, drown me in love.
Come on,
get high and loosen my lips, faith and desire in the swing of your hips.
Everything works, baby.
Yeah. Wind Down Media Sound Space Sessions here on the Vine. Thanks to our sponsors, Aiko's and Napa Noodle and Be Bubbly. Matt Nathanson, thank you so much.
Oh, man, thanks.
I'm KVYN Music Director Nate Campbell. Aaron, Adam, thank you. Thanks. Paul, thanks for bringing them out. Crush Music, thanks. Buy Boston Accent wherever you get your music.
This has been another Sound Space Sessions created by Wind Down Media.